Kindness, Gimel Mishnah Dalet. V'chein ir sheyesh bo devar al mapoilus, a city that has a devar plague, that it's called an epidemic, pandemic. The hell knows what that feels like. Oysa ha'ir mis'ana u'masras, that city is the mokum ha'sakona. V'chol s'vivoseo mis'anois v'loy masriois, Rebbe Akiva oime masriois v'loy mis'anois. Semach like that we had before, which is the ikur when the Mokim Hatzorah, the Mokim where the Midas Hadin is being Chal, is Mashpia on the place, even though the Midas Hadin is not in that place. It's a Mushpa of the Midas Hadin, but it's not the recipient of the Midas Hadin. More Rosh Hashanadik or more Yom Kippurdik, like we explained in Mishnah Gimel. Ezehu Dever, we have to define, what's a pandemic? You know, that's something else that we learned. An epidemic means, Rachman al Tzlan, where there's constant Baruch Dayinu Emesis. But what happens where the situation is already dissipated and there are occasional cases? And called the pandemic is still continuing. So people obviously have subjective measures. Let's see what Chazal say. Ezu Deva, what's called a matzav of Deva? Ir hamotzia chamesh meos ragli. A city, it's an interesting way of saying it. Motzia, it puts out, it produces. But what it means is a city that has a population of 500 people. Three people, day after day, died. City of 500 people, three misois, day after day, is pretty significant. Over a year, it's not terribly significant, even though every death is a tragedy. But if it's 3 days straight after, one after another, I raise a deva, pochus mikan ein ze deva. That's already, the point of a deva is that it affects the whole town. There could be a midas hadin on people. Could be more people died in a town over the year. Why measure with 3 days? Maybe measure over a month, over 2 months. If they're too spread apart, the pshat is the midas hadin is shaykh to those people. Over here, the midas hadin, if it's 3 days, one after another, it's not this person. It's like a chazoka three times. It's the mokim. The mokim has an midas hadin. That's a warning sign. Pachas mekanein zedever. Now, the mission doesn't explain what's called a mapoilus. The taicha mapoilus is when houses fall down, when things fall down. We would call that an earthquake. The Rav explains that the mapoilus has to be on houses that weren't oimid to collapse. You know, we say in Yom Kippur, by the davening, the Kohen Gadol's tefillah when he was in the Kodesh Kadoshim, al anshe shoroin, he was shelo yehu batem kivrem, because their houses were built on very shaky ground. And they were always Oymid Lipel. That's not a new Midas Adin. It might be that the house would stand for a certain amount of time and then they would fall in and Rahman, some people would be buried underneath. But that's not a simon in the Mokim. That's just that house wasn't built well. Over here we're talking about a place where the Mokim becomes a Mokim Sakana, like we said, an earthquake. Where houses that should withstand normal circumstances were struck by something that's not within the regular. How much is Mapoilis? So the Ritva says something interesting. He says it's the same three, like we have three for Deva, three for Mapoilis, except it doesn't have to be on consecutive days. Mishnah Hey, Al Elu Masriim B'chol Mokim. These are events that we have to be Masriya B'chol Mokim. What does B'chol Mokim mean? So here we have Machlek Sushainim. Tesis Yom Tov goes back and forth with this. Rashi learns that b'chol mokoyim, this is the way the Rav learns, afilu ha'orim ha'rochoykis mimeni harbe. So you hear about certain types of tragedy, so it's b'chol mokoyim. It's not just in the immediate vicinity, in the immediate environment. This is very hard. The Tezion brings the kasha before Shema ask on Rashi, the Rambam seems to hold not that way, is that to say it's b'chol mokoyim, so 1 week you hear about an earthquake here, and the next week you hear about a major famine someplace else. Africa, Asia, South America, you're never going to be free of Tanesim. So the Rambam says, when we say B'chol Mokim, that we're talking about the previous Mishnayos. The immediate environs that are affected by the place that has the Midas Adin, over there, we don't look at it as just being affected. We see certain problems, we see, the Midas Adin is there as well, because it could very easily move from one place to another. And that's, by the way, that Knej, by the way, is the way to be Miyashu Takarashi. What are you going to say? What are you going to say? You're going to say you're going to fast every day? Whatever the newspaper, whatever came over the news, and people get the news instantaneously these days. So you're constantly fasting. It means where there's a mokim to understand that situation will affect you, your place. And then your place is also in the line of fire, so to speak. So it's mechayev a time, it's mechayev a response. What are these symptoms that could spread quickly? And Mamela, the danger zone, the midas adin zone, is further than just the actual mokim that's affected then. Ala shidofoin v'al hayirokoin. Shidofoin is type of winds that destroy tvua. Is it a hurricane? It's not with fits. It's certain types of winds that are destructive. Yerokoin is dry air, like they have in Eretz Yisrael. Sometimes you get very strong winds, and sometimes they have what they call there's dry heat and there's humid heat. The humid heat they call a chamsin. The Rav brings another pshat, the yerokoin miloshen yerek, like the color. According to the pshat, we just said the tefuah spoils, so then it's from the color green. The stuff goes bad. It rots. The other pshat would be yerokoin means some type of machlo that affects the coloring of a person's skin. His skin turns green. That's what the Rav brings a pshat. And it's some type of condition, vices, that could spread. It's not just for one person. It's in a place. Alho arba, vala chasil. Arba, we know it is grasshoppers. Chasil is also similar. The different types of chagovim. And they spread very quickly. And all you have to do is hear about a locust attack, and whatever is in the immediate environment and much further afield could be very quickly affected. So that's it's all midsadin. Val chayro ve'al acherev. What's chayro? Chayro over here refers to when animals are not being misnai kedarkum. If you have a bear comes in the middle of the night or in the late afternoon, where it's a more rural area, and Rahman and son, they're looking for food. Instead of the garbage, they attack somebody. That's within the realm of Derech HaTeva. That's not a midisad. It's a midisadin on that person, but it's not a midisadin in the town. We're talking about where there was some type of ecological effect, where, of course, there's no ecology. We're talking here the Rabban Shlom. There's a midisadin that affects something in the air, and the animals are coming into town in midday without any sipa. That's already, there's something wrong. There's something upended, and that's Machayev's response. You have, sometimes you have, you can read about towns where there was a chveis, I don't know, there was lead poisoning in the river, and all of a sudden, 5 miles away, wolves are coming into town in the middle of the day and attacking people. Their blood rates were affected by the lead poisoning in a river further down downstream, and they're coming into town. So you can say, but Derech HaTeva, that's what it is. That's Midzadin. That town is affected by Midzadin. But the wolves, Haloy, are not attacking Dafka, this town. They happen to have gone into this town. They could go into any town in the surroundings. So that's all Chayro. Vala Cherev. Cherev is bands of robbers. They attack this town. They could attack any town. So when you hear that there's a wave of crime, violent crime in one place, any place that could be affected in the vicinity by that group of criminals is Bechlal the Midasadin. Masrin Olo, Rivneshi, Makim Mehaleches. It's something that travels, like we just said.